So I read this short form of the gospel because the next one is the story of the prodigal son, which each and every one of us here can recite from memory, right? I know that because you read the Bible. I know that for sure. But I want us to, why I stopped short of reading the parable of the prodigal son is, dear friends, I want us to step away from the image of God that we have. Because each time we read that story of the prodigal son, yes, we think of the Father of mercies. But much too often, we focus on the brokenness of the young man who left the father. We focus on what he has done. Sometimes we do not imagine God to be joyful. But here is Jesus. Before that parable, he's telling us about the joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. And that means, dear friends, at every single second, because as we speak, someone is repenting from his or her sins. Someone is stepping away from abuse. Someone is stepping away from hate. Someone is stepping away from addiction. Someone is stepping into the fold of Christianity, the people of God, so that at every second there is joy in heaven. But why don't we have the image of a joyful God? I'm not blaming anybody in this church, but that is, I think you can bear me out on this. Our image of God is always very solemn. Take a look around. A very, very beautiful church, just as an instance. But there is no picture of a smiling, laughing God. If I ask anyone who has seen a picture of a laughing Jesus to put their hands up, probably 10, 11 of us have come across pictures of Jesus just having fun and laughing. He went to a wedding, for goodness sake. He didn't go there very solemn and stiff. He went there joyful. That is our God, dear friends. But we grow up imagining a God who has his whip just raised and ready to bring it down. But that is not who God is. Jesus is asking us today to reimagine God. Because in the minds of the scribes and the Pharisees, who are my brothers and sisters, who are like myself and yourself, why would Jesus be sitting with sinners? Why don't you distance yourself from them and show them how solemn your being is? But Jesus was sitting there because he wanted them to come out from whatever it is they were doing and come to the fold that is joyful. But the scribes and the Pharisees, you and myself, we could not just imagine anything joyful about God. It always has to be solemn. He always has to have his whip ready to kill off all those sinners. That was exactly the problem. And that was why Jesus told the parable of the prodigal son and the woman who lost a coin and the one who lost one sheep. And ends with, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99 who have no need for repentance, because it is taken for granted that the kingdom is theirs. Dear friends, let us reimagine our God. Let us think of our God as merciful. Let us think of our God as joyful. Let us think of our God as always open to conversation. The first reading. Why did God need to ask Moses for permission to destroy Israel? He brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they did what stings the most. Nothing hurts like rejection. Total rejection. Their priest, Aaron, had led them into error. He made a molten calf and said, forget about this God that's discussing with Moses. This is now your God. And in the first reading, God is asking Moses for permission, quote unquote, to destroy Israel. He is all powerful. If he were the God that we imagine with his whip raised, he just needs to bring it down. End of story. And he told Moses, I'm going to destroy all of them and make a nation out of you. And he listened. He listened. What he wanted was for Moses, our brother, to press the button so that God will go to his default personality. And what is God's default personality? Exodus chapter 33. The same Moses was asking God, I want to see your face. I want to know who you are. Verse 18. Verse 19, God says, no. If you see my face, you will die. No mortal will see my face and live. However, get this, I will show you my glory and I will tell you my name. I will show you my glory and I will tell you my name. Fast forward to chapter 34, verse 5. When God was ready to show that glory to Moses, he had him sit by the side of a rock, and God's glory passed before Moses, and God spoke his name, the Lord, merciful and gracious. That is his name, merciful and gracious. Not always looking for fault, no, merciful and gracious. Brimming with kindness and fidelity, he said, up to 1,000 generations. None of us can live to be 1,000 years. So for as long as we are alive, God's graciousness and faithfulness surrounds us. Forgiving crimes and sins and wickedness. That is his name. That is the default position of the God we worship. That is who we are, dear friends. We need to be joyful today. Because God is not a wicked God. God is one who is always looking out for you and myself. As long as we stray, the one foot we put outside of the fold, God is already making the move to bring us back. He's not ready with his cudgel, ready to bludgeon us to death. He's not ready with his book of judgment, writing it all the other day. He swore while he was watching the Blue Jays. The psalmist said it. He said, if you recorded our sins, Lord, who would survive? None of us. And God also echoed it when he told his prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. He said, tell my people, I do not want any wicked person to die. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Rather, let them repent and come back to me. Why die, house of Israel? Why die, St. Mary Lindsay? Why die, my people who I love so much? That is our God, dear friends. When Israel discovered that God loved them so much and that they had gone so far away, in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, they began to weep. And Ezra, the priest, and Nehemiah said, do not weep. Yes, you have discovered that you moved so far away from God. Do not weep. Rather, go home, anoint yourselves, eat good food, play music, be happy, because you have discovered that your God is merciful. Dear friends, when we get home today, let us raise a glass of juice, orange juice, or wine to God in appreciation for the mercy that he continues to show to us. And that was why Paul opened the second reading with, I am grateful to the Lord Jesus. Peace be with you.